Not every call to the police is a 999 emergency, and there's been something of a campaign to persuade people they should use 101 instead. But an investigation for this programme has shown that more than a million people tried to get through to the police on this number in the last 12 months, but were cut off or had to abandon their calls. The number of abandoned calls to 101 rose by 26%. And then there's the perennial nuisance of being put on hold. Several police forces made some people wait for more than an hour before answering their calls. Andrew Bomford reports.
So basically, start at the beginning, tell me what happened.
OK, so I was at home one evening, sitting in the chair in the front room. I looked out of the
in a cafe in Leeds, I'm sitting with Sam Clayton.
And I could see a couple of men unfasten the gate on my neighbour's house, walk in through the gate, my neighbours weren't at home, and start to remove a metal bed frame from down the side of the house.
Sam lives in Bradford and cares a lot about his local community. When he saw two men stealing from his neighbour's garden, he did what all good neighbours should do. He took photos of the men and called the West Yorkshire Police 101 number and waited.
The call is answered straight away, but you get put in a queue. So your call is active, but you're not actually getting to speak to anyone.
He made several calls over the next few hours and also tried to use the contact form and the crime reporting form on the police website. Neither worked.
So by this point, I'd spent just over 60 minutes on hold. Then the call seemed to have been answered, but I was cut off.
He never did get through on the phone. Frustrated, he emailed the police. A week later, they sent round a PCSO, who took a statement.
So long spent on hold, so long trying to use various websites to contact them, and just extreme frustration, really. And it just leaves me wondering just how many people are the victims of crime in that area who just give in.
Sam's experience seems very common. We contacted all the police forces in the UK and used Freedom of Information Law to obtain 101 performance figures from them. 40 forces provided data. Sam's force, West Yorkshire Police, and five others failed to comply. The figures show that between October last year and September 2014, more than a million calls to 101 were abandoned. That's up more than 200,000 on the previous 12 months, a rise of 26%, even though the overall number of 101 calls fell. Several forces revealed waits for callers of more than 1 hour to be answered. Lancashire Police recorded a waiting time of 1 hour 18 minutes. Northamptonshire Police, 1 hour 11 minutes. And Greater Manchester Police, 1 hour 9 minutes. Very few forces achieved their internal targets of answering 90% of calls within 30 seconds.
Good morning, Force Inquiry Centre. How can I help you?
This is the control room at Devon and Cornwall Police Headquarters. Liz Taylor is taking a 101 call about three children who haven't turned up at school.
So you say it's unusual for them not to turn up at all. They are sometimes late, but unusual for them not to turn up.
Under some probing from Liz, it emerges that the children's mother is a drug user, can be abusive, and there's an ex-partner back on the scene. Liz upgrades what started out as a routine 101 call and orders a rapid welfare check by police officers on the family.
OK, is there any other relevant information you think I need to know before I send this log across?
On the wall in front of Liz is a board showing the numbers of callers and how long they've been waiting. It's quiet today, but Devon and Cornwall Police have a problem with the numbers of people being kept on hold. In a detailed inquiry last month, the local police and crime commissioner branded the service completely unacceptable. Liz Taylor says the call handlers are all under a lot of pressure.
It can be incredibly stressful. It's really frustrating from our point of view because we are customer service based. We want to do the best for our callers and we don't want them to be in a long queue. It's difficult seeing that the board up there with all our statistics on saying how many people can be in the queue, because you know if there's say 15 to 20 people in the queue and they've been on hold for sometimes half an hour or more, you know that as soon as they do get through to you, the likelihood is they're going to be frustrated and cross, which I quite often take out on you as the call handler. A lot of them know it's not your fault they've been kept waiting, but they just want to vent at someone. We understand their frustration and a lot of us agree with the callers that it is unacceptable, they have to wait sometimes, but there's nothing we can do about it, so we sort of just ask for their patience and apologise as best we can most of the time.
But we've learned something else which casts serious doubt on the reliability of the published police performance data. The figures provided to this programme by Devon and Cornwall Police show that 93% of callers were answered within 30 seconds, which appears to put the force at the top end of the performance league. But the calls are not dealt with straight away. Most of those put through to the control room to make a report are kept on hold for up to 20 minutes or more, but that wait does not appear on the performance figures. The Devon and Cornwall Police Commissioner, Tony Hogg, says this is misleading and unacceptable.
They're measuring the wrong thing. They're measuring a small part of the journey of the caller, not the system overall. The system was providing an inaccurate feedback to the management, be it to the police, who I think for a while were half believing their own figures, and also to the public, and that's unacceptable.
The police say they've invested in a new IT system and hired new staff who start this month, and all this will improve the service. Sandy Brooks is the head of call management.
The service is unacceptable in terms of that it's not where we would want it to be, and it's not where it has been in the past, but we are rectifying that to make sure that it is so in the future. Ideally, we would like to operate a system where the call is only answered once so that the caller is not in the position to have to repeat themselves about what the nature of their call is, and we are moving towards that process.
101 is the new number to contact your local police for crimes and concerns that do not require an emergency response.
Only last month, the government launched a new publicity campaign encouraging people to call 101. But Tony Hogg said he feared that people would stop calling if they can't get through and call 999 instead. Or worse still, not call at all, damaging a vital link between the police and the public.
That special report by Andrew Bomford. Now, we asked the Home Office Minister, Mike Penning, to respond, but he wasn't available. The Association of Chief Police Officers couldn't find anyone to speak to us either. In a statement, Mike Penning said police forces are responsible for ensuring 101 calls are answered within their local service standards. We're working with forces to support them to identify where improvements can be made. Nick Alston is the Police and Crime Commissioner for Essex and also chairs their National Association. I suggested to him that waiting times of more than an hour are unacceptable.
It's clearly not acceptable. I think, as Tony Hogg, the Police and Crime Commissioner in Devon and Cornwall, said, this is not meeting the needs of the public. It's wrong that this is happening, and we need to make change. And what's, I think, really good is to see a Police and Crime Commissioner getting really stuck in and doing the right thing.
But what can they do?
Well, I think we can do a great deal. As Tony said, one of the first things he had to contend with was convincing the police not to believe some of the data they were getting. In all the public meetings I have, this contact with the police is raised over and over again about how difficult the 101 journey can be. But it took a little bit of time to convince my chief officer team about that as a problem. They do now understand it, and they've really embraced it and are working hard on it. But I think police and crime commissioners have brought that sort of focus to this really challenging issue.
Why do you think it's happening in your area in Essex?
It can happen anywhere, but let's keep in mind that the person who's calling in may be a victim of a crime seeking support. And at the heart of this, we need to have a real concern for victims of crime. We also want to make sure that we catch criminals. And if, as we heard in your report, somebody very properly contacting the police, perhaps it wasn't an emergency, but wanting to pass on really useful information, if they get messed around, they're not going to bother. And that's a tragedy, because that will stop criminals being caught. And we must get criminals caught. We must provide a really good service to victims. But I would say, if people think that a crime may be in progress, I think the right thing is to dial 999. But of course, we don't want people doing that when it's just purely routine.
Do you think in the end it comes down to money, that they simply haven't got enough money to have enough staff to answer the calls?
I think, resources will become an increasing challenge. But as I said earlier, I think some of the processes are very complicated. I think some of the technology has been underinvested in. And perhaps we haven't caught up with how all of us now want to deal with, with officialdom. There are so many different ways of doing it. I think that the contact management, how we manage contact with the public, how the public contact their police, needs a radical overhaul.
And you are assuring us that you will keep pushing to get this better?
I think up and down the country, many PCCs are doing that. I'm certainly doing it in Essex. Tony, I think, has done some exemplary work in Devon and Cornwall, and it needs to continue. It's not going to be fixed overnight either.
And that's the chair of the National Association of Police and Crime Commissioners, Nick Alston.